Welcome back to the 1-2 Kentucky Blue Podcast. I'm your host, Coach John Spurlock. Thank you so much for tuning in today. On today's episode, we have Coach Ryan Navrent, who is talking with Rob Slowick, an assistant athletic trainer who works with our gymnastics team. And Dee and Rob talk through corrective exercise prescription and athlete profiling that they do with the Kentucky gymnastics team. Like always, I hope you enjoy their conversation.
Okay, so today I've got Rob Slowick on. He is the athletic trainer for Kentucky Gymnastics. Rob and I are actually sitting at our, I'm sitting at my place, he's sitting at his place because we got called home from work today at 12:30, and it wasn't us getting in trouble, it was more of the weather. There was just a little bit of weather there this morning, and they didn't want to see the same thing happen this afternoon and everybody putting themselves in danger. So we were sent home at 12:30. So now we are doing this podcast from my living room. And Rob, I don't know where you're at, but this is our new living room before we move out into our new house. So
love it.
But Rob and I are going to talk about today is one topic we were talking about as a staff, as a strength staff, is we wanted to have some topics about each of our teams. And I think the one topic that I wanted to bring up with our group and the gymnastics girls was why corrective movements are crucial for gymnastics and the student athlete's development, and why individual corrective movement plans are critical for the health and well-being of our girls. I think, you know, was a topic that Rob and I have talked about previously that we really wanted to talk about. One area that I felt that has improved a ton in the last couple years with Rob being on staff of just doing a lot of individual plans. So I'm going to pass this along to Rob here, let him introduce himself and go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Dee. I will kind of start with just talking about myself a little bit and how I got here, and then kind of dive into the movement assessments and everything. So I originally am from Northeast Pennsylvania, grew up there, went to college at Penn State, where I did my undergrad degree in athletic training, got to work with several of the teams on campus there, and was lucky enough to do a summer internship with the Chicago Bears in between my junior and senior year. So that was kind of a great experience. And all that was it allowed me to kind of get a glimpse into what the profession was and all that entailed outside of kind of what you see on game days. But after that, I was a graduate student here at Kentucky, got to work with the baseball team alongside D during those 2 years. Fortunately, his second season was cut short because of the COVID outbreak. So we didn't have that, but nevertheless, that is kind of where I got myself started and really grew as a professional. After that, after graduation, I did a season-long internship with the Atlanta Falcons. And then after that, was hired on full-time to be the men's basketball athletic trainer with Wright State University, which is a Division I school right outside Dayton, Ohio. And in the summer of 2022, I found out about this position opening with Kentucky Gymnastics, actually from UD and Josh Walker. So I applied, was one of the final candidates, and ultimately got it. So once I came on staff and kind of got our season going, we unfortunately got riddled with a couple injuries. I mean, D, I know you remember we had an ACL tear, we had two Achilles tears. It was almost like there was kind of a black cloud over the program a little bit when it came to injuries. So it kind of raised the question, what can we do from our end? And ultimately, with stuff that we did in the past, with the baseball program, and some of the stuff I was able to learn more of with my time with the Falcons and later on at Wright State, I wanted to bring something to the team to sort of bring more objective numbers rather than just subjectivity to it. Even though the sport is very subjective, from our end, I wanted to have objective measures. So that's when we started to think about the movement assessments, the different strength tests that we do, and put that into fruition. And I think because of that, we have seen a reduction of injuries, particular time loss injuries this year. Haven't crunched the numbers quite yet, but our injury tracking systems, it seems to have been working for us this year.
Yeah, and I think that was probably the biggest part that we needed to implement into the program was having more individual plans for our girls. They are a group of girls that they're not needy, but they ask for a lot, which is a good thing. You know, I'd rather have them asking for a lot than asking for a little, where nagging things can add up to bigger things in the long run. You know, and going back to like when Rob came on staff, he walked into a group of girls that was a successful group. You know, his you know, first year on, it was your first year on that we made nationals, right?
Yeah, that was last year, first year.
So last year, Rob had the privilege of making it to nationals his first year, which is fantastic. Second time in school history. And then this year we've been off to a good start, leaving here tomorrow to go to regionals at Arkansas and punch our ticket to go to nationals again for the second straight year, first time in program history. But none of this would be, you know, would come to fruition if it wasn't for the work that Rob has put in on the side with the girls individually, us collaborating as a group on not trying to double up on the movement assessments that we've done in the past. And it really came to the part of, you know, myself, I said, okay, as a staff, we need to come up with something as a staff that we can collaborate on and kind of just see what the numbers look like from team to team. But then I took that movement assessment and said, hey, Rob, is there something that we can do from your end to better it? And when we collaborated and put our heads together, I felt like we came up with a good plan for the girls moving forward, and it's worked out so far. Just with our movement assessment, it's something that's very basic. A lot of the things that we pulled from for our movement assessment, you know, came from FMS, but there's a few different exercises that we had on ours as well that we wanted to add, just not structurally come from FMS and steal everything that they had, but what is going to be the most bang for our buck with all of our student athletes. So those seven tests that we have with our girls is overhead squat, dorsiflexion test, active straight leg raise, shoulder mobility, multi-segmental rotation assessment, the bird dog, and then the three-way plank. And we try to keep it as basic as possible where you can really take a whole team, do an overhead squat movement with the entire group, just go down the line and then move on to the next assessment from there, which we try to do in August with our girls. And then Rob, you know, usually gets his numbers from the training room around that same time. So we can start implementing the implications, or not the implications, but the limitations that we have with the girls, into my program and then to his individual program as well. And the one thing that we'd seen with, you know, from the strength standpoint with our assessment is the dorsiflexion was not very good. And either was the multi-segmental rotation, which was something that we weren't shocked by, but it was like with the dorsiflexion was something, you know, that Rob and I talked about was, is this something that we want to find a greater range of motion for, or do we keep it the same and keep the ankles tight? Is this something where we're seeing the Achilles injuries from? Is it not something that we're seeing it from? That was probably our biggest debate on what we should do is give them more range of motion, but you got to give them more random resistance. But I think in the long run, we said, hey, if they're tight, they're tight. I think if we give them more range of motion, we're going to see more issues with the Achilles. So that's just a basic rundown of our movement assessment. I'm going to have Rob speak on just his that he developed for the training room.
Yeah, so in the training room, we sort of test one testing isometric strength. We did it both, or rather isometric testing. With the isometric testing, we found that it'd be not necessarily easier, but we'd get the most bang if we tested the upper extremity with that. So the areas that we tested was scaption, external rotation, internal rotation of the shoulder, elbow flexion and extension, and then we also tested grip strength, both at a neutral right by the side, and then we also implemented more kind of sport specific with the overhead. That thought kind of came about with, when you think about the demands of the sport, particularly for the girls that are doing bars, their arms aren't by their sides, and really in anything that they do, their arms aren't by their side, whether they're tumbling, whether they're landing or doing their dismounts, whatever the case may be, their arms are overhead. But when it comes to grip, when you're on the bars, your arms are above your head the entire time and you have to hold on to that bar. So that's kind of the thought process behind that. So we tested both arms, and we were able to run a couple ratios between the external and internal rotation of the shoulder, as well as elbow flexion extension, to see what those ratios look like on an arm basis, or even from one arm to the other, to see which one was deficient and how much balance was it as well. But moving on to the isokinetic testing, we have the Biodex machine in the athletic training room. So we were able to test knee flexion and extension, both at 60 degrees, focusing more on the strength aspect, and 180 degrees per second, focusing more on the endurance piece. So some of the key metrics that we took from that were peak torque, total work, and average power. And we were able to use that data to compare it, let's say, for example, extension on the left leg to the right leg, to see what kind of deficits there are, and even looking from a flexion to extension ratio too. There's so many ways that you could use this data to get what you want, but it's really trying to figure out what it is that works the most. So because this is our first year, we're kind of looking at everything, and whether it's this year or the next year, wherever, however long we see fit, before we really start to dial back on certain tests or add more tests, if we see more. That's kind of what we measured in the training room. We do it with every girl. Usually what I did, just to manage the time, I'll have the girls come in groups. I think in the fall we broke it down by class. So freshmen came in right after their physicals to do it. Then all the upperclassmen did it kind of as they came back to campus. And we're doing the testing this first year three times at three different time points. Once in the fall, right when the girls get back to campus. Once in the winter, right after kind of the fall training ends, right before they go home for winter break. And then we'll do it again after the season's over, after nationals, before they go home for a summer break.
Yeah, and I think just, you know, chiming in on that, Rob, we found out, like, from the freshman and him gathering the information and giving me the information based off the testing data, we knew that we had a job ahead of us with our freshmen, from the strength numbers, from, you know, their quad strength to their hamstring strength, and then even to the stability piece as well with core stability. I think those were probably our two biggest ones that we really had to work on. Even like our, you know, our top couple gymnasts that just came in as freshmen, there was things that we saw in the weight room that we were like, okay, we need to make an immediate move on this and put the attention to this to make sure that we didn't have a season ending injury, knock on wood. And then also, like, there was things that Rob saw in the training room as well, that we had to implement, you know, extra into their plan, just to make them a better athlete, you know, when it came to, you know, vault, bars, floor, beam, and all of those areas. Even if they're not doing that, they're not an all-arounder, you still need to train them that way, and not just, you know, as a single event athlete. But I think, you know, us collaborating and putting our heads together on that, I think, was the biggest piece to success up to this point that we've had with the girls.
Yeah, I agree. I think looking at the data, both from your ND and from the training room, I think what it allowed us to do is really see what we can't see as well, because we could pick up on certain movement patterns in the weight room when they're doing squats or bench or whatever the case may be, but also allowed us to really focus in on the whole picture as well. And I think you kind of touched upon it with the collaboration piece, from a more global to a more specific, that's where this testing is allowing us to go. And I know from my end in the training room, we require the girls to come in on every off day, especially in the season, to make sure that they're not only getting the treatment that they need to feel good, but also make sure that we're keeping up with all the exercises and addressing all the deficiencies that are still present. And I think that's having both of those pieces, not only getting strong from a global standpoint in the weight room, we're also complementing that in the training room from a specificity standpoint and making sure that we're meeting the demands of the sport. Because that's essentially what it comes down to, is making sure that we're doing what we can so the girls can do what they were brought here to do.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you texted me this morning about sitting down with, you know, Chad and Rachel and Tim and the staff to collaborate on the test. And I think this is one subject that we both were like, hey, let's get this right before we bring numbers to them. And I think that we're at a point now that we can give them some of the data and they can give us some ideas personally, just from what they see in the gym and some tests that they may want to implement that we may think are good, may think are bad. Maybe we have to, you know, put our brains together and say, is this good or is it bad? You know, I think that is where we've wanted to get to, is bring more data. And really flowing into that, it's, you know, Rob alluded to it earlier when he was at Wright State. It's something that he worked on, was like the athlete profile. And I think for us, I think when Rob showed me this for the first time, I thought it was something that was awesome. It was data that you could visually see, that our girls could see, our coaches could see. Even if you take the name away, you don't really have to take the name away for them, because there's not any data on there that it's like, you know, we don't put any kind of bod pod data on there at all. That has to deal with like body composition. From my end, we just take our numbers from our testing in the summer, from our squat, clean, bench, pull-ups, and then vertical jump. We put all those numbers in just to see what the changes look like from their freshman year all the way to their senior year. And we wanted to do that same thing with their movement assessments as well, and their testing data from the athletic training room. But Rob, I want you to just talk briefly about the athlete profile that you've put together. And it's something that we've wanted to get with the coaching staff about, to show them visually what it looks like and their thoughts on it.
Yeah, absolutely. The best way to kind of describe it is the player profile is, if you were to go on ESPN and look at, let's say, like LeBron James or Patrick Mahomes' page, that's essentially what the player profile looks like. And the idea, as much as cool as it is, did not come from me. There's an individual who works with, I believe he's with the LA Clippers now. His name's Adam Virgil. And a lot of his ideas and thoughts, and sort of, he's kind of the person that put this all together and was nice enough to put it all on YouTube. So that's, I kind of stumbled upon him just through my research and looking at different things. So I was able to create the player profile based off of his teachings. And it really is what exactly you said, Dee. It allows us to show the athletes where they're at and how they've grown throughout their time here. And it allows them to see how they compare to their teammates as well. So it brings a little bit of that competitive component to it as well, to get the girls kind of bought in and prove to themselves and prove to us that they could be better than where they're at right now. But it also gives us that opportunity to show them areas that they are great in, or great in, but in, are good, but also areas that need to be addressed. That's an area that the player profile highlights in it as well. And really, it's good, I think, for us to have this as a visual key, because you could show somebody the numbers and then they could just brush right through it because they don't know what it means. But if you have this data and show the improvements, the decreases, the struggles, the strengths, I think having that will just have additional buy-in, not only from the girls, but also from the coaches as well.
Yeah. And I think just putting a ribbon on the whole talk here, and we talked about why this information was so important. I think the information is important, but I think at the end of the day, I think the collaboration of your coaching staff, your athletic trainer, and your strength coach is absolutely crucial, along with your nutritionist. I think if you meet all of those areas and everybody is on the same page, I think there's success that comes down the line with it. It just doesn't happen overnight. This has been a work in progress with something that we've worked on since Rob has got in. I told Tim when we brought Rob in that we needed somebody that was dedicated to giving their time to our girls day in and day out. And that's something that he's done. He's taken it, ran with it. And he's had the utmost respect for our support staff, the coaching staff, our girls, and he's demanded respect, and he's gotten respect and full trust from our girls and the coaching staff from the work that he's put in with our girls. None of this would be possible if it wasn't for the collaboration of Rob and myself and being, I think, as close as we were through baseball. I don't think the relationship would be as strong as it would be, I think, if we didn't have that previous experience, you know. And I think me working with Rob in baseball and bringing him back and trying to bring him back, I think was huge from personally knowing him, but knowing that the program was getting somebody that was going to dedicate a lot of their time. And sometimes it's, you know, you're like, hey, Rob, you need to get away and take some time off. I think that's super important. But at the end of the day, when it's season or off season, like Rob is dedicating 100% of his time when he is at work towards those girls and the program. So again, Rob, I appreciate you being on here, and thanks for all you do for the program. And do you have anything to say to end?
No, I just want to thank you for the kind words, but no, I mean, like you said, it's a collaboration. It's not a one person does all. So I think the successes that we've had is definitely more of a culmination of the entire teamwork of you, of Devin, our nutritionist, myself, the coaches. I think it's a team effort, just like the team success comes from the girls. It's not one individual. But yeah, I think moving forward, I'm interested to see how all this data works out and what else we could grow from all this, whether it's seeing new areas that we're struggling with. I think that we're seeing a lot more struggles with the back and some more Achilles stuff this year. So maybe we're going to be able to implement some new stuff next year, and maybe there'll be some stuff we're doing now that isn't necessarily worth our time. So I think evolving this and growing from this will be key, and not just being stagnant just because we think we have something right now.
Yeah.
But I think for anyone listening to this that works, one important thing is just to find the demands of your sport and find what works for your sport, because something that works for us may not work for a team or a basketball team or whatever it is. I think it's important to know your sport, know the demands, and be creative. See what works, what doesn't work. But yeah, like you said, at the end of the day, it comes down to the collaboration of the whole performance staff and the coaching staff.
Yeah, and I just to conclude on that, I think, you know, when you're starting to bring new ideas to the program and you're trying to better it, like, we're going to look back in, you know, 5-10 years and say, like, it's not even close to the same as where we started in day one and year one. And I kind of relate it to, like, you know, when you've got a roulette table with these, you know, all these numbers on the roulette table, you know, a ball only falls on one number or one color at a time. It's the same thing with this, is like, take the idea. Does it work? Does it work? If it works, keep it in there. But then in 3 or 4 years, like, that order could change, you know, that day or that night or that week or that year or month. So I think, you know, when I think about that, is it's definitely an evolving door of where there's changes. We're not a mediocrity type of group. We're always trying to find things that is better in the program, which is great. So, Rob, I appreciate you being on here. And for everybody that listened in, thanks for listening in, and go Cats.
And that is our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening. Like always, if you have any comments, feedback, questions, please do not hesitate to email us at ukstrength@uky.edu. Thanks, and go Cats.